Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Oh, it's a pirate's life for me, and I am Peter, and this is my life. That life is the one I was referring to when I said it the first time, like 4 seconds ago.
Hey, Peter.
Oh, hey, Lee.
Peter, what are you doing?
I'm just singing this really cool new pirate song.
Yeah, I can see that. You're stomping around the deck and singing as loud as you can and throwing lots of trash out of your pockets.
I know. You know, I was a little scared when we found out that we were lost out here at sea, but now I've really embraced the pirate lifestyle.
Okay.
That's why I haven't taken a shower.
What?
I'm not picking up any of my messes.
Ew.
And I, you know what? I'm just generally being disrespectful, you silly face.
Peter, you know I hate it when you call me you silly face.
I know.
But all that's insane. Who taught you this?
Oh, it's a pirate's life for me. I'm Rollo, and of course I'm a pirate, and that is what I'm referring to when I say that I'm Rollo the pirate.
Hey, Rollo.
Oh, hi, Lee.
Rollo, the captain of this ship that we're all on. Rollo, what's going on, man?
Well, not too much, you know, just, Peter!
Hey, Rollo!
I was looking for you.
Thanks, you like my eye patch?
That's really good. I noticed there was a hole in the flag.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No worries. Hey, listen, are you not doing the things that I said not to do?
Totally. I'm not doing any of the dishes. I haven't picked up any of my clothes, and I haven't even once swabbed the poop deck.
God!
You guys, do you really think pirates are supposed to be filthy, disgusting, trash-throwing monsters?
Yes.
Okay, I don't think
Lily, why don't we get on with the podcast? Let's do some stories.
Peter, you're looking me right in the eye and pouring wood glue all over the deck of the ship.
Yeah, because
it's a pirate's life for me!
Hey!
To my head.
If you like action, make it action.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast, everybody. Each week, we're bringing you brand new stories written by kids and performed by us, the Story Pirates.
Yay!
And we do it all from this ship out on the open ocean, where we act like real pirates by never cleaning and basically being totally disgusting.
Yeah. Peter, we need to talk about that, but for now, I'm really excited for today's episode because we have two new stories written by kids.
Let's get to the first one.
Sure thing.
But before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of this first story, let's hear the original story
that the author sent in to us. So here it is, written by a pre-K-er from New York named Cece. This is All 8 Unicorns. Once upon a time, there was a unicorn galloping through the forest. But then she saw her friends. She said, "Would you like to come over and play with me?" They said yes. So they galloped back through the forest, but then she saw one tangled up. She said, "Do you need help?" She said yes. So they pulled and pulled and pulled until she was free. And then they all galloped into the sunlight and danced around and lived happily ever after. The end. And now, here to introduce the Story Pirates adaptation of All 8 Unicorns is the author herself.
Hi, my name is Cece. I live in New York, and this is my story, All 8 Unicorns.
All 8 Unicorns, All 8 Unicorns.
I'm a unicorn just galloping, singing my song that I love to sing. It goes,
All 8 Unicorns, All 8 Unicorns.
I'm alone in the forest, but that's okay, because I know I'm going to have an amazing day. I'm feeling good because I'm feeling great. I'm a unicorn, and there are only 8. I'm dreaming of glitter and rainbow swirls. OMG, there are my girls.
Hey.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's so good to see you.
You look incredible, by the way.
Thank you.
Did you color your mane?
I did color my mane. Thank you, Renan Z.
Highlights.
Balayage.
Oh, it looks natural.
Yes, I got mane extensions.
I mean, the blue just really pops
Thank
with your
you.
Eyes.
Do you like the beads?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that.
They're the feathers.
Amazing.
What?
Because mane.
Oh.
Because it's your mane.
That's really good.
Would you like to come over and play with me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yay. All 8 unicorns. All 8 unicorns. We're unicorns and we're galloping and we're singing our song that we love to sing. It goes all 8 unicorns. All 8 unicorns. All 8 unicorns. All 8 unicorns.
Yeah, we're unicorns. Say it with me, girls.
There are only 8 of us in the whole wide world.
1,
2,
3,
4,
5,
6,
7.
Huh?
OMG, everyone's stuck.
There's a unicorn there, but she's tangled up.
Do you need help?
Yes.
We're gonna get you out of this mess.
Oh, wow, she's like super tangled.
I know.
It's like really bad. How did this happen?
It's really bad. I don't even want to say. It's too embarrassing.
Okay, why don't you just grab onto my hoof and then I'll like move my other hoof like over this way.
Okay, yeah, so I would do that, but I literally cannot
move
at all.
Wait, you're my hair.
Oh, yeah, be careful.
I'm sorry.
Be careful.
I'm so in the way.
But you're left.
Oh, gosh, I'm so awkward. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm all like 4 left hooves.
Hey, guys, guess what's just up on Instagram?
I love it.
Did you hashtag All 8 Unicorns?
I did. We're going to laugh about this tomorrow.
All right, on the count of 3, let's just pull, okay? 1, 2, 3.
Pull! Pull! Pull!
I'm free! Thank you so much for saving me. I was tangled up, but it's all right. Now we can gallop into the sunlight.
Let's dance around without a care. We're super cool because we're super rare.
All 8 unicorns, all 8 unicorns. All 8 unicorns, all 8 unicorns.
The end.
All right.
Great story.
Wow. Great story. That's an incredible story.
Yeah. I've always wondered what would happen if a unicorn got stuck in a net or what. I just.
Now we know.
Now we know.
Now we know.
I was genuinely very concerned for that unicorn. And
Me
then
too.
I was so happy when her friends pulled her out.
All 7 of them.
All 7 of
Friendship,
her friends.
Friendship, teamwork. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs 7 friends to pull them out of a jam.
At
I know.
Least.
It's so
or,
true.
Or 1 sharp unicorn horn.
That's really true.
So helpful.
You know what? For those of you listening at home, if you want to see a picture that Cece drew of one of the unicorns from her story, All 8 Unicorns, parents, you can go to the Story Pirates Instagram and see it right now.
Hey, Rolo, you want to go to the treasure room and dump all the treasure on the floor and then swim around in it?
I'm already in my swim trunks.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Peter, Rolo, we have to talk.
Whoa, why is everyone gathered around me like they're about to start an intervention?
Because we're about to start an intervention.
Wow, called it.
Okay, well, see you later.
No way, Rollo. You stay too.
Yeah. Ever since you guys started pirating, the whole ship is a mess.
There are dirty dishes in the sink and on the floor.
And all over the studio. How are you even using this many dishes?
The pirate slogan is...
Waste not, want more.
Yeah!
Plus, there's dirty laundry everywhere.
Pirates can never figure out what to wear.
Also, you guys dumped a 1,000-piece puzzle on the floor and haven't picked it up.
The puzzle was too hard.
It was so hard. You both missed your shift standing in the bucket thing holding the looky-loo and waiting to say land ho.
What are you guys trying to say?
We're really upset.
And we'll still be upset after these messages.
We'll be right back.
Hey grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey Peter!
Hey Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi! Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
Wow, you guys are really angry.
Yeah!
But I just wanted to be a good pirate, a real pirate, and Rollo here said this was the best way. I thought it would make me a better story pirate.
But Peter, you've been a story pirate for years. You know that being a good story pirate doesn't mean you have to also be a good, real, actual pirate.
And Rollo, I thought you wanted to be a good story pirate.
I do! So bad!
Then you gotta do your chores and help out.
You guys are right. I'm sorry. I think we learned a lot here today, right, Rollo?
I'm sorry, everybody!
Whoa.
I didn't mean to... I'm a fraud!
Whoa, Rollo!
I've been making this up as I go!
Rollo, it's okay. We're not mad.
You're not mad?
No, not if you promise to help out from here on in.
Okay, yes. I'll do anything. Just tell me what to do.
Well, your dishes, for one.
No!
Whoa, Rolo!
I'm just kidding.
Whew, wow. Things got pretty tense there for a moment, but now we're good. How about we sing a song?
Yes, please.
All right.
But before this next song, let's read the original story that the author sent in to us. Megan, would you do the honors?
Once upon a time, there was a seagull, and a boy named Buddy wanted to go on a seagull and ride it like a riding horse. Buddy chased it and got on its back, and it flied with him on it, and Buddy was happy. The seagull was happy too. The end.
Thanks, Megan. And now to introduce the Story Pirates adaptation of Riding a Seagull Was Good, here's the author himself.
Hi, my name is Ethan. I live in New Jersey. My story's called Riding a Seagull Was Good.
Seagull time.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're doing well. My name is Buddy, and I got a story to tell. Once upon a time, I was a kid with a dream, of course. That dream was to hop on a seagull and ride it like a riding horse. To ride on a seagull like a riding horse. Ride a seagull like a riding horse. Ride it like a riding horse. Riding a seagull. And got on its back. He didn't mind at all, just looked at me and went. He kicked off the ground and away we flew. I was happy and the seagull,
I was happy too.
To ride on a seagull like a riding horse. Ride a seagull like a riding horse. Ride it like a riding horse. Riding a seagull. We made it to the end. I rode a seagull like a riding horse and found a new friend. So if you're ever feeling bored, just try something you've never tried. Find yourself a seagull and go for a seagull ride.
For a seagull,
for a seagull
ride.
For a seagull ride, riding a seagull. Riding a seagull. Riding a seagull. Oh, what's good? Riding a seagull. Riding a seagull.
And now Lee speaks with the author, Ethan.
Hi, Ethan.
It's about riding a my story's about riding a seagull.
Now, Ethan, have you ever ridden a seagull yourself?
Yeah.
What was it like?
It lay on the beach so we couldn't catch up to it.
And then what did you do? Did you run after it?
Yeah.
And then did you ride on it?
Yeah, with mommy.
That is so cool. Did you guys fly high into the air on the seagull?
Yeah, we go to where seagulls live.
You went to where the seagulls live?
Yeah.
Where do they live?
They live in the beach.
And then do they sleep on the beach?
No.
No, where do they sleep?
They go in the water and sleep.
Oh, okay.
What's the best secret for you?
What's the best one for me? I really like octopuses.
I like blue whales.
What do you like about a blue whale?
I like to swim with blue whales.
You do?
Yeah, and turn into a blue whale.
You turn into a blue whale?
Yeah.
Am I talking to a blue whale right now? Whoa, I had no idea. Can you teach me how to turn into a blue whale?
You can floss like this, and then turn into a blue whale.
Whoa, that sounds so cool. What about an octopus? Could I turn into one of those?
Yeah, and then you have all the legs.
All the legs. How many legs does an octopus have?
All of them.
Can you turn into any sea creature that you want?
Yeah.
Hey, Ethan, sometime, will you take me to the beach and show me how to ride a seagull?
But you're too big to ride on a seagull.
But what about like a really big seagull?
You can ride on a giant one that because you're giant.
Oh, cool. I can ride on a giant one because I'm giant. And then we'll fly together like side by side on two seagulls.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Thank you so much. This was so fun to talk to you. Bye, Ethan.
Bye.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and thanks to today's authors, Cece and Ethan. If you'd like to see the original stories that Cece and Ethan sent in to us, parents, you can find us on Instagram, where we'll post their stories in their own words. Kids, one fun thing you can do while listening to the Story Pirates is color or draw. Parents can get a free Story Pirates coloring book at storypirates.com/podcast.
Kids, we also need your stories for upcoming episodes. Right now, our theme is Make Up Your Own Holiday. And here to tell you about it is Cece.
Kids, write a story from your imagination about a made-up holiday. Tell us who celebrates the holiday and how they celebrate it. Parents, submit your child story at storypirates.com/podcast.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, and produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. The Story Pirates Podcast is written, directed, and performed by the Story Pirates. Contributors to today's episode include Kalia Davis, Woody Fu, Eric Gerson, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Emily Olcott, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Matt Rogers, Peter Russo, Katie Skelton, and Rachel Winitsky. The music for Riding a Seagull Was Good was written, arranged, and produced by Eric Gerson and associate produced by Brendan O'Grady and Jack Mitchell, with vocal direction by Jack Mitchell. Special thanks to all of our listeners for dancing around without a care. You're super cool, and you're super rare.